Last night, I went back to Pax Christi. In Eden Prairie, the church I came from, my last assignment, I was invited back to come to the last session of one of their adult faith formation events called Cast Into the Deep. What they do is they have dinner, they show a video, and then there's some discussion and prayer afterward. It's great to go back and see some old friends. The video last night was Bishop Robert Barron presenting about Michelangelo. Over an hour-long video that really, in high definition, brought you to some of Michelangelo's most famous and beautiful works. The Pietà at St. Peter's, the David, King David, the statue, and it finished with the Sistine Chapel. Beautiful, beautiful video. And as Bishop Barron is about to show you and tell you all about these art pieces, he says, you know, these things are so famous. You know, everyone knows about the Sistine Chapel, and many people have seen the David and the Pietà if you've been to Rome. They're must-sees. But he says, our familiarity with these famous pieces of art can actually keep us from seeing and knowing more about them. And so as they're scanning over the statue of David, which I've seen in person a few years ago, that really rang true. Like, I know the statue, I know a few things about it, I know it's really beautiful, and as the camera is panning over the hands of David, I thought to myself, okay, now don't just think, I've seen this before. And I saw really closely, as I looked more intently, that Michelangelo could even render the veins on the hand. It's that slight raising of the veins all throughout the hands and the arms of King David. Just amazing what he could do with his artistry. We can also become so familiar with a prayer like the Our Father that we can sometimes forget its great depth. Sometimes forget how impactful those words are our Savior passed on to us. How many times have we said the Our Father in our lifetimes? Hundreds? Thousands? Tens of thousands? I don't know. It's a good practice to go back and to pray some of these prayers in our Catholic tradition very slowly, meditatively. You know, more and more for penance and confession, sometimes I tell people to pray for a certain grace, and I say, ask for this grace of God, and just pray one Our Father, but very slowly. Just one Our Father? Yes, but very slowly. Really pray it. Here's two things just to bring our attention back to praying this with all of our heart. First of all, after Jesus gives the Our Father to his disciples today in Matthew's Gospel, he finishes with this word about forgiveness. He says again, if you don't forgive others, your Father won't forgive you. Forgive, forgive, and you'll be forgiven. Lent is a season of mercy and reconciliation. When we pray the Our Father, we ought to desire, we ought to pray this Lent, desiring that mercy for ourselves and for others. How beautiful is that? Our prayer should always be merciful. Our prayer should be merciful. Here's the second part of how to go deeper into this prayer of the Our Father. In Luke's Gospel, when Jesus gives the Our Father, what does he say afterward? Not a word about forgiveness, but he gives the parable of the man who knocks on his neighbor's door at midnight asking for some loaves because a friend has arrived. Remember that one? Jesus says, if not for their friendship, the man sleeping inside with his family will still get up and unlock the door and give what is needed out of the requester's persistence. Keep on knocking at that door. These petitions of the Our Father that we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, give us our daily bread. We must be persistent in truly asking what we need, in truly believing that God will give us what we need. That persistence is so important as we pray the Our Father, as we pray all through Lent. So today, let us pray the Our Father in a new way today. Maybe you write it down by hand today and just kind of enter into it. See the veins of the Our Father. And may our prayer this Lent with the Our Father always be full of mercy and remain steadfast and persistent to ask, Lord, what we really need.